The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, we're live always for you on every Sunday at 11 a.m. in the Eastern Seaboard. You know, we do this program simply to bring you the facts and nothing but the facts. You need to know what's happening. You need to know how to apply things to make your life better. And we have a very special program for you today, one that some of you know a little bit about, but by the time we're done, you're going to know a whole lot about. And I have a special guest in studio, and we're going to be talking about thermographic imaging as it relates to the identification and diagnosis of pain syndromes, of all kinds of pain syndromes. And who better than the head of Thermography Centers of Fairfax than Dareth Painter. Welcome, Dareth. Hi.
Hey, Doc. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for taking the time. And, you know, we're going to talk about a subject that's very not only interesting, but so necessarily applicable in identification of pain patterns. And, you know, we've been calling on your skill sets for quite a bit of time to, you know, help us out with people who have all kinds of problems when, you know, other methods of diagnosis sometimes fall short, but this gives us a little different look. It tells us, hey, look here. But before we get into, you know, those syndromes and those patterns, I think we better start with basics for so many people is simply this. Dareth, what is thermography?
So basically thermography is a tool, a diagnostic tool for practitioners to be able to look at inflammation and constriction, because everyone looks at it and talks about the heat aspect, but look at how the body's metabolic function is taking place, where the inflammation is primarily focused on. So the best thing I can equate it to is when you go to the doctor and you tell the doctor, well, I have this pain, but they go through their processing, find anything. Thermography comes in and it uses a specialized camera to basically record the body's infrared heat that it emits so we can get an anatomical picture of where that inflammation is stemming from.
You know, it's very interesting, you know, when you look at pain patterns, all pain patterns have something in common, and it's usually an inflammatory reaction within the body that says, I'm here, this is where I'm hurting.
Yes.
And even though that you may have pain in the shoulder, for example, in my field, you know, we're going to look at the neurological network that goes to the shoulder. The shoulder might be hot, meaning irritated, inflamed, swollen, and the identification of that says, okay, this is where, but where it helps us is that if you take a thermographic image, if you will, a picture, we'll use the vernacular, right, of the spinal system, all of a sudden we see that lower part of that neck is really lit up, and that's where the, yes, the problem is originating. So that helps us diagnose it.
Right. So you get to look at the whole body, if you will, to see what other parts, because the body basically should be symmetrical as far as temperature aspects. There's different parts of the body that should be warmer than others. But overall, the body should be symmetrical. And when it's not, when you have those pain patterns, you have to ask yourself, why is that? So we kind of follow the trail, if you will, especially in your practice, we look at all aspects to look at the body as a whole, not just the knee, not just the shoulder, not just, you know, a particular part, but look at what is actually influencing that pain pattern to cause that signal that the body's trying to let you know, hey, something's off, something's wrong.
You know, it's interesting to follow the history of thermography because it really goes back decades, and it was used many, many years ago to identify industrial problems, you know, cracks in beams and so forth. And then it became to you know, be used for other applications medically. And there's a couple different organizations out there. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that later on in the program. But here, thermography basically is a non-invasive, no side effects, piece of diagnostic capacity, if you will, that can be used in so many different ways. You know, you do full body exams and you deal with the identification of potential breast tumors and potential other problems. But in this particular situation, thermographic imaging, taking a picture of the body to be able to determine a pain localization, somebody who has intestinal tract problems, somebody who has joint problems, somebody who has migraine headaches, somebody who has all of these things can be identified by the application of thermographic imaging. Let's break it down a little bit more so our audience has a better understanding of what it is and why it's so impactful. And I want to get into, in part of the program, the application of thermography relative to identification of COVID patients, which is kind of interesting. We've talked about that a few times.
So let me touch on one thing. You talked about the history and when it started in the development. This is not a new technology. Actually, we can date it back to the second century AD with Hippocrates.
And oh, that far.
He established, you know, when you want to look at a patient as to what's going on with them, he would smear wet mud over the patient and see what part of the body dries first. So if you look at that, he was the first one to develop the what we use as a thermometer now, and thermography as an application of that principle. So it's a long historical process. We've just evolved over time, and the applications are far reaching at this point. And as you said, in the world of COVID, we're using it for fever screening. And we've been doing it before COVID. If you think about the bird flu and those pandemics, H1N1, those were already in place. To make sure that we could screen out people who unknowingly were showing symptom patterns of fever.
So, again, we'll talk about this, but we know now the organization that you're involved with is using a cooperative program, if you will, setting up cameras in airports and other ports of entry and in different buildings and so forth. But we'll talk about that. Let's get back to the application of thermographic imaging relative to the diagnosis of pain. Take us through this a little bit before we get into specific pain syndromes. And why is it so applicable? How can you say, you know, this should be at least a shoulder to shoulder first line diagnostic with other types of equipment that we would use to identify pain patterns?
Well, you talked about initially that it's an easy process. It's non-invasive. There are no side effects. The only side effect I've seen over 13 years is maybe a little bit of embarrassment or uncomfortableness on the part of the patient, because typically they're disrobed depending on what part of the body I'm imaging, because I cannot have a clothed person, you know, being scanned, because I need to scan the surface of the skin. So, you know, what we do in your practice is oftentimes when a patient presents with a pain pattern is we will take an image of that patient so that we can get a picture of that moment in time. And that way it gives you a visual as to how that pain pattern, how significant it is with that individual. The patient obviously will verbalize it to you, but then you also have that image to kind of confirm and to back up what you're evaluating. So it's great for establishing a baseline of what that patient is experiencing. And then as you go through any treatment options, you know, you get to follow up and to look at treatment efficacy as you go along. So it's a great tool because it doesn't take much time. There's nothing invasive or painful about it. There are no side effects. There's no cumulative radiation like you would if you went in and got an X-ray. So there's a lot of benefits to that. One of the other benefits I love about thermography too with pain patterns or inflammatory patterns is when you have patients who cannot articulate what's going on for them, for example, infants or the elderly who may have dementia, significant dementia, this has been an exemplary tool to be able to look and see what's going on with that individual.
My guest in studio, Dareth Painter. She is the principal of Fairfax, the Thermography Centers of Fairfax. Sorry. I almost went the other way.
But I know.
Thermography Centers of Fairfax, and we're talking about using infrared thermography to identify the presence of pain patterns due to the inflammatory process, the heat patterns that it shows up, and so forth. And Dareth, we just touched about it. We've kind of been skipping around a little bit on this. But the camera that's used to identify pain patterns within the body is an infrared camera. It's something that measures infrared radiation, right?
Yes.
Or it's a heat signal from the body. Right. How does it do that?
Basically, the specificity of the camera basically pulls the radiation that we emit into a form that we can visually see based on color. It also does it in grayscale as well. But basically, we're looking at about the body probably throws out between 9 to 14,000 nanorads. And what we do is we take a picture and it configures that into a color band so that we can tell what is cold and what is hot. Blue and black being the coldest on the color scale, red and white being the hottest on the color scale.
So super impactful. I mean, in my world, when you have pain patterns, some are chronic and some are very hot and fulminating and, oh my God, it just happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. So something that is swollen is going to be much more evident relative to the hot spectrum.
Absolutely.
But something that's chronic and old might be
more diffuse, more plain.
It could even be colder too if it's a degenerative joint, and the only time it shows up is if the patient uses the joint.
Exactly, and that's one of the things I want to make sure people understand is we're not, when a patient sees that image and they see orange, red, white, that's not the only thing we're looking at. We're also looking at areas of constriction where blood flow is not taking place. That is just as significant as the pain pattern of red and white. So you've got to look at the body to see what is actually functioning properly from a metabolic and blood flow standpoint and what is not.
You know, when we come back into the last or the second half of the program, I want to get into a little bit of the different diagnostic patterns as it relates to migraine headaches and irritable bowel disease and joint space problems and so forth, and be much more on target with those. My guest in studio, Dareth Painter. She is the principal of Thermography Centers of Fairfax. We're talking about using infrared thermographic imaging to identify pain patterns. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live, and here we are, as always, as best we possibly can. My guest today, Dareth Painter. She is the principal of Thermography Centers of Fairfax, and we're talking about a very specific application of thermographic imaging. As we said earlier in the program, thermography identifies infrared spectrums as your body emits this radiation, if you will. And when we talk about radiation, we're not talking about something that's damaging. It's the heat signal, if you will, that your body emits. Anyway, welcome back, Dareth.
Hi.
We're going to get a little deeper into this chronic pain and back pain and neuralgia and facial pain and all the things that thermographic imaging really can position and help in the identification of relative to where it's coming from. I want our listeners to know that you are doing our in-house presentation, except it won't be our in-house. You'll be online.
You'll be out of house.
Out of house. But all you have to do to register for that program is go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com. RoselleCare.com. And you'll scroll down. You'll see the advertisement for this program. And all you have to do is go click and register for it. And we will send you a way to visualize it. Those of you who are not computer literate, let's see if we can make a different application for you. But nevertheless, you can call the office as well at 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117, and tell them that you'd like to find out how to look at this thing. Dareth, we're talking about pain patterns, and we're talking about, is this something that is also getting into the different professional sport arenas? Are they getting into the NBA, the NFL, the hockey leagues, and so forth?
Have been for some time, actually. You don't hear about thermography as much here in the U.S., but in Europe, U.K. specifically, and other parts of the world, they actually do use it quite a bit. If everybody, I'm going to date some people. If anyone is familiar with Harrods in the UK, the owner, past owner of Harrods was Mohammed Al-Fayed, and he basically owns a majority of European rugby teams. He owns a lot of racehorses in the sport, and at every event, for years now, he has had a thermographic unit available so that they can do real-time assessment of injuries of their athletes, whether that be, you know, human athlete or a racehorse athlete. And the reason he uses the Metatherm camera, which is the one that I've used for the last 13, 14 years, is because it is the only one currently, unless things have changed in the last little bit, that was approved for human and animal use. But yes, in the sports environment, it's great to do a quick assessment so that you can take proper action for that athlete so you don't do further damage to them.
You know, it's a fascinating area. I've been aware of thermographic applications for years now, ever since actually going back to the time I was in school. And, you know, when we had the opportunity to initiate thermography centers at Fairfax, and particularly putting you in the driver's seat of this, given a lot of educational background that you've had, the application, particularly in something called, you know, complex regional pain syndrome, which for me is just this juggernaut, a bunch of terms that the traditional allopathic community likes to put on things. And it's chronic arm and leg pain that develops after injury. But what they say is that, well, the injury wasn't that great, but, you know, this pain is horrible. And, you know, there's if you look it up, they're talking about a little over 200,000 people on an annual basis suffer from this thing. Well, that's not just a few people. That's quite significant. And, you know, it requires a diagnostic capacity to be able to find out where this is coming from. But when you have an injury, you have a wrist injury or an elbow injury or shoulder injury or neck injury, and it shows this thing up, thermographic imaging can be the divining rod, if you will, to say where this thing is coming from and why that nerve root is so inflamed and why you have the reflexive capacity. How often do you see something like that? You know, somebody comes in and says, my doc says there's nothing wrong, but you take the picture and you say, oh my gosh, here it is. And, you know, it's infiltrating the entire nerve root and you can identify it very specifically.
Right. We're the only, diagnostic that can actually visualize that inflammation and pain. So that coupled with the other diagnostic tools such as your x-rays, your MRIs, they all serve a different purpose to add pieces to the puzzle. we get to look, as I mentioned, real time as to how that is impacting the patient at that moment in time that we take the image. So if it's a chronic condition, yeah, you've got people who have high thresholds of pain. You've got ones that have absolutely no thresholds of pain. But the inflammation is still affecting the body, so we are able to visualize that, record that, so that way, depending on what the practitioner decides to do, you know, you can see whether or not it's having any effect.
You know, this is such a fascinating subject. It's one that we could talk about, you know, probably all day long in its specifics, but we're coming up to a break. We're talking about thermographic imaging and chronic and acute pain patterns and all kinds of body pain. My guest today is Dareth Painter. She is the principal of Thermography Centers of Fairfax. Have a lot more coming up for you. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We have a very special guest and a very special program for you. My guest today is Dareth Painter. She is the principal and chief thermographer at Thermography Centers of Fairfax. And the program is visualizing pain through thermographic imaging. And it does make a difference what kind of pain you have. This piece of equipment, this piece of diagnostics has bailed us out in a lot of cases over many years where we weren't quite sure where the focus was. Everything from dental pain to migraines to joint pain to wrist pains, things that have to do with kidney function and bladder. I was talking to Dareth in between the sets here, and I said, you know, even women who have breast pain and they go and they go through all kinds of diagnostics and they can't find it, thermographic imaging will show the inflammatory reaction that happens to exist, and it tells you with very, very close specificity that there's no pathology there, that this is an inflammatory reaction that may be due to a nerve. And, you know, just while we're touching upon it, there's a nerve that comes down to the outside of the breast. It's called the long thoracic nerve, thorax meaning your chest, and if the nerve is irritated at the neck, guess what you got? You got breast pain. But having said that, let's go on and talk about these other syndromes, Dareth, and how this camera can really pinpoint the situation. If you have a question for Dareth, you can call us at 888-630-9625, and happy to take your calls today. We are live, and love to talk to you. Dareth, let's walk through this. Let's talk about visceral problems. We know that thermography is very important for us in identifying joint pain. We know that many of the professional football teams use it. We know that it's a screening pattern, and we'll touch a little bit on COVID, you know, towards the end of the program. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to visceral conditions, somebody who has inflammatory bowel disease, somebody who has a chronic cystitis or bladder infection, but they don't know where it's coming from. And, you know, when we're dealing with a urinary tract infection, it could be kidney, it could be the ureter, it could be the ureter, it could be the bladder, it could be any of the connecting parts. How does this, and can it, and how specific is it relative to its diagnostics?
So in situations like that, I want to make it very clear that we don't see hard components or organs. So I'm not going to see the kidney. I'm not going to see the ureter. I'm not going to see bones. What I'm going to see is the soft tissue, how it's responding. I'm going to look at blood flow, and I'm going to see how that process is either at its normal homeostasis, where it should be, or if it's inflamed because of X, Y, or Z, and that's when you guys come in. It's very helpful to have the thermography to look at how dispersed and where the intensiveness of that pain is manifesting. And then, as we talked about, follow the trail to see whether or not that is the actual source. You and I recently had your patient who had a lot of pain in if I remember correctly, right side, lower abdomen area. Yes. And you asked me to do a thermography scan to see if there was any other light that could be shed on the situation. And so, of course, you know, right side, lower abdomen, we always look at, you know, oh my God, could it be an appendicitis because it was severe pain. And when I took the image, where I noticed a lot of inflammation was up higher, obviously, and toward the right flank. So that told me that there was a possibility that there was kidney function involved with that. And so that was where you get to take that information and that visualization and kind of peel the onion, if you will, to rule out anything else before you send somebody in to do exploratory, if you will. So that is where the value comes in. You talked about the breast earlier. Oftentimes the breast pain that women are feeling are either hormonal changes, which we can see, fibrocystic, or lymphatic congestion, which is very significant for women if they don't know what they're, you know, what they're feeling. The immediate thing is, oh my God, I must have breast cancer. So pain is a signal from the body. We just have to follow it and figure out where it's originating, resolve that, so then the pain can calm down and the body can go back to its normal homeostasis.
You know, it's interesting. There's often times when I would default to a thermographic image before I would take an x-ray or anything else, because one, as we said earlier, it's non-invasive. It's
very
one
safe.
That can, you know, identify the target, where it's coming from. You know, even though that you can't see organs on a thermographic imaging, what you're looking at is pain referred areas.
Exactly.
And those are the hot spots. Those are the neurological pathways that light up, if you will. And the thermographic camera, the thermographic imaging followed up by, you know, people who are reading these things all day long, is amazing in its revelation relative to, oh, look at that. It's just like you said with this one patient that we had that issue with. It's somebody who has a gallbladder problem, for example, or somebody who has a pancreatic problem. The thermographic image will show up that pain referred pattern and that inflammatory reaction.
It will. It'll show the general area and how far it's diffused as far as the pain. So you have an idea of where the source of the pain is coming from. I'm going to let you speak to this part, but one of the nice things about being in your practice too is that your Eastern medicine doctors have also found correlations when they look at the imaging to meridians and looking at patterns, and that gives them more information as to a diagnosis and treatment of their patient, which I find absolutely fascinating as well. So if you look at the principal complaints and then look at the application of natural medicine or Eastern medicine or Western medicine and look at that kind of map, if you will, it really gives you a lot of information.
You know, interesting, relative to the, you know, the subject you just brought out when it comes to diagnostics and where they're coming from in acupuncture systems and so forth. The knee is an area that, unfortunately, many people complain of relative to pain patterns.
Mm-hmm.
It gets swollen, it gets hot, it gets degenerative. And a lot of people don't know, many people don't know, if you will, that the knee is heavily influenced by the liver and the gallbladder. And when we have a patient like that, it comes in, they got a swollen knee and so forth, energetically, in acupuncturist or even the work that we do in applied kinesiology, we can pick up and we'll say, well, you know, I think this is coming from your gallbladder. I think you may have a borderline gout situation. And they look at you like you have, you know, 10 heads.
Exactly.
But when you take the thermographic image of the knee, obviously it's going to be hot. It's going to be irritated. Mm-hmm. It's going to be painful and swollen. But then you follow it up to the liver or the meridian, the channel that carries the acupuncture energy. In that particular case, the liver starts on the big toe and it ends on the chest by, you know, the area of the liver. All of a sudden you see that whole thing lit up. It's hot.
Yes.
And you say, there it is. That concludes, you know, what I was just saying.
Yeah, and you see that a lot with migraine sufferers. One of the images that I'll show in my presentation is of a young boy who suffered a migraine, and you know, very hard for him to articulate. Is it one side? Is it the other? Does it feel like it's squeezing your head, or you know, any of those things? So we took an image, and if you look at it at the point where it was most significant, is at the gallbladder point right above the eyebrow. And by that, by knowing that and visualizing that, the acupuncturist then could, with confidence, with confirmation, be able to treat that individual much more effectively, knowing what the body's telling you. And, okay, you know, it was successful. I can say from personal experience with that patient, I think they got a much better treatment, to eradicate that migraine, by knowing what it is we were looking at as a result of thermographic imagery.
My guest today, Dareth Painter, she's the principal of Thermography Centers of Fairfax, and we're talking about the application of thermographic imaging as it relates to pain patterns, whether it's a regional pain pattern, it's localized, it's, you know, a migraine headache, whether it's a visceral pain like an ulcer or even an inflammatory bowel problem or any of these things. Thermography has added an extra dimension, if you will. And if you would like to find out more data about this, you can do it in a couple of different ways. One, you can call Thermography Centers of Fairfax and make an appointment and get a thermographic imaging done, or simply go to rosellecare.com, R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E.com, rosellecare.com, and register for this presentation. It will be sent to you so you can watch it in the privacy of your own home and share it with other people. You'll have the code to be able to go in, to be able to look at it, and then ask questions. You can always send Dareth a email. You can do it either through Thermography Centers. You actually can go to Roselle Care and do it as well that way, and she'll happily get back to you. I want to move forward a little bit and talk about how this imaging is being used in the world of COVID today. So, a lot of people hurt with COVID. They have pain in their body.
Right. So obviously with the typical scanning that we do, whole body and specific areas, we check on immune function as far as how a person's body is fighting certain infections or things that are out there in the world like COVID. One of the things that I do is oftentimes I'll do a quick scan of an area that in the body indicates to us whether or not the immune system is suppressed or it's overactive, i.e. fighting something. And that's basically around the T2 thoracic 2 vertebrae. In Eastern medicine, I think it's referred to as wind point. So if we see what is considered a bullseye patterning, that tells us that the immune system is struggling or it's fighting, depending on what color and size that bullseye appears to be. So that gives us a lot of information as to whether or not that's just simply, you know, someone's got a residual pain pattern because they've got, let's say, arthritis, or if they've got some type of infected COVID type presentation. So for that is a real-time patient can come in, they can get the immune function observed. The other application, obviously, as we talked about, is fever screening. And you're seeing a lot of offices, a lot of businesses that are using cameras to screen large groups of people so that they can then, it's the first level screening, and then they can take those individuals and do further screening to rule out the fact that they may, unbeknownst to them, be a carrier of the COVID. You're seeing that in all ports of entry in the U.S. and airports. They do, when you go through coming in from other, sitting there going customs. When you go to customs, you're being screened because it's, you know, there's no side effects, there's no harm to you. It's just looking at large groups of people and making sure that that first line of screening allows to get the masses down to a more manageable group that they can say, okay, checked off this box, let this, you know, take this one off to the side and ask more questions to evaluate to make sure that we're safeguarding our environment.
So real quick question, we're coming up to a break here in a few seconds. Can the thermographic imaging identify potential problems in lung and heart relative to its referred pain areas? So somebody, we know that COVID has the ability to go to these two areas, and that's the danger. Can you see that on thermographic evaluation?
Yes, if it's significant at the point of taking the image, yes. It also can take it outside of COVID for a minute. As far as heart,
Hold that thought, Derek. We're coming up to that place where we've got to go into the next segment, and I know if I let you run with this, we'll be at the end of the program.
Absolutely.
Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. And we want to thank you for being attentive, because we try to bring you the most intimate information as we possibly can, and accurate, if you will, on everything that's going on in our lives right now. Next Sunday, I'll be back with more details for you on this COVID vaccine. As we said earlier in the program, AstraZeneca has already bailed out, and there's a couple others, and the reason for it is the side effects. Many of you had asked me last week for information and details and so forth. You can go to my Facebook page, Tom Rizal, on Facebook, and that's all you're going to find is this type of data. But I'll spend next weekend's program, at least part of it, giving you the background, the information that you need. My guest today, Dareth Painter, the principal of Thermography Centers of Fairfax. We're talking about the application of thermographic imaging relative to pain patterns. Dareth, we only have a couple minutes left. Now, talk a little bit about how thermography works in relationship to chronic pain patterns as fibromyalgia.
Yeah, we were talking before that one of the great benefits of thermography is trying to establish when someone has chronic pain patterns, is it something else or is it fibromyalgia, because that has been very overdiagnosed, if you will. With thermography, we're able to look at the overall chronic pain patterns that the individual is having, along with that immune marker, if you will, that bullseye in that T2 vertebrae. So if you have both of those together, you're looking at an active fibromyalgic pattern, versus if you didn't have that, quote, bullseye effect, you need to look at other possibilities of what that patient is dealing with. So it's a great confirmation for the practitioner to say, I'm on the right track of X, Y, or Z diagnosis.
You know, it's so impactful and useful to every type of practice, whether it's ours as an integrative group of doctors, whether it's a traditional allopathic, people who are doing dental work and applications of that nature. This diagnostic imaging, this thermographic imaging, can show and target and help our job and make it so much easier. Ladies, those of you who have traditionally done mammographic imaging, well, we'll talk about that other time, but in our house and in our office, the majority of our female practitioners only do thermographic imaging, and that's something else that you can talk to Dareth about. And you get a hold of her, as I said earlier, by going to RizalCare.com and send her a note, and she'll talk to you. Or if you want more information immediately, make sure you register for this webinar. Go to RizalCare.com, scroll down, hit the registration button for the thermographic imaging and pain pattern, and we'll send it to you, and you'll have the ability to watch it online and share it with whoever that you like. And then if you have more questions, please reach out. Happy to make sure that you have all the data that you'll need. Dareth, what are you going to have on this presentation? What's going to be fun about it?
So I'm going to obviously give some visual examples of what thermography shows. And its applications from everything, when we talk about pain patterns, everything from arthritis, dental, sinus pain, myofascial pain. You know, there's a lot of things out there that people don't realize that are impacting on their health. And to be able to visually see it allows you to move on and get the proper treatment. So I'm going to try to address all the questions that I think they may have.
You know, it's important that you take advantage of these programs because we want to educate you. We want to make your life more impactful. Dara, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Remember, we do these on an ongoing basis simply for one reason only. We love you. See you later. Bye.